It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's high school football week four as we come to you live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School in Bainbridge as tonight the BG Bobcats host the Deposit Hancock Eagles. I'm Nate Lowe and my broadcast partner, as always tonight, Tim Cutting. Tim, another great night for football here in week four.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. I haven't seen BG or Deposit Hancock this year. I've heard some good scores coming from both teams, you know, and they're both doing pretty good right off the bat this year. So it's going to be a pretty even matchup, I imagine, and we'll see what happens in about 48 minutes.
I want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. And of course, Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a small break, we'll come back, and we will get you set for this one between BG and Deposit Hancock. We'll take a look at the standings throughout the Section 4 Class D, the three divisions out there. We'll get you all caught up and ready for kickoff here in just about 10 minutes here from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. It's Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, River. Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. High school football tonight, BG and Deposit Hancock. We're going to take a small break and pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back with high school football tonight on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust, like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand-name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week or shop online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lullen, Tim Cunning with you here tonight on CDO as we come to you live from BG High School. Set to be a good one here tonight between Bainbridge Guilford and Deposit Hancock. The Bobcats of BG come in 0-3. Deposit Hancock comes in 1-2. But I think, Tim, that these two teams have the records don't really show what kind of quality teams we have here tonight. Talking with the BG coaching staff, they said, Nate, look, the schedule, you know, we should have gotten the job done on a few different occasions, but the teams we've played are a combined 9-0. I mean, they've played some of the best of the best in Class D so far.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely a fact. They have played some really tough teams right off the bat. And I'll tell you what, the one thing I do say, and I've said it for the last 3 years, the Bainbridge Bobcats, no matter what the situation is, will play 48 minutes. They'll play as long as they can and as hard as they can for that time. They will not give up. It doesn't matter what the score says on that board out there. They're not going to give up. So you can never let them out of the game because they'll come back and get you.
A heartbreaker last week for the BG Bobcats came down to the last play against Delhi, and the Bulldogs escaped with a 21-17 victory. BG had the ball on the 2-yard line, just couldn't punch it in. That's football sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and we've talked about it before. BG-Delhi games are always great.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we've had a couple of them here. Maybe 2-3 years ago, we had a really great one. And then you had one this last weekend, you know, and Delhi, 2-0 and 3-0. And,
yeah.
And out of the, you know, overall. I mean, who would have thought of that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's their year. Who knows?
With the coaching changes over at Delaware Academy, I don't think many people would have envisioned them being 3-0. I think a lot of people maybe thought Unitego wouldn't be 3-0 with some of the talent they've lost. But I think it just goes to show that in our Section 4 Class D football landscape, from year to year, you can't count out some of these teams that, you know, traditionally have been strong. They're going to find a way to come back.
Yeah, and again, it's they're all local communities. So it's like they're all, you know, there's rivalries that are always going to be played and so on and so forth. And, you know, they know that they're going to, and they mark it on their calendar. They, when the athletic director gets the schedules out to them in early summer, they know when they're going to play Sydney. They know when they're going to play Walton. They know when they're going to play Unitego. And they make that note. And you know what? They get prepared for it right from the get-go. Now, week four, okay, now it's time for real football because the coaches have ironed out some of the stuff that they weren't doing properly, and they've got some of the stuff that they were doing properly honed even better. So we were in for a real exciting night, I think, tonight.
And what I like is by week four, you know, all the film has been passed around between the different coaching staff, so they know some of the base things that they're going to run. Now you start to see some of those wrinkles get thrown in there by the coaching staff saying, oh, they want to prepare for this? Now we're going to throw this at them. So I think on both sides here tonight, both with a lot of weapons, we could see some new things that they haven't done in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, and like I said, this is a first for me to see both teams, so I'm really excited about seeing what we're going to see.
BG is in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim and, of course, the navy blue helmets as well. Deposit Hancock is in the white road uniforms, the royal blue pants, as well as the white helmet says DH across the side of the helmet there in royal blue lettering. This is a Eagles team that went all the way to the Section 4 Class D Finals, lost to state champion Tioga last year. They lost 22 seniors from that team a year ago, but they're 1-2. Again, they've had a tough schedule, but they put a real hurting on Unadilla Valley last week, 36-0.
Yeah, they made a statement out of that game. There was no doubt about it. They, you know, they lost a tough one with Sydney in overtime by 2 points. And then they came back and said, well, you know what, we're not going to lay down, we're going to come back and come at you, and they did to UV. So we'll see what they can do tonight. But looking across the sideline, or looking across the field to their sideline, Deposit Hancock has huge numbers for Class D football.
Certainly
do. I mean,
do.
It's absolutely amazing to see in this area that many kids dressed for a Class D football game.
BG is going to kick off, so Deposit Hancock will receive, and they will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off here tonight. We'll get you score updates from two other local games that we're watching tonight. Of course, right up the road here, we'll have Unitego hosting Unadilla Valley, and over the hill, we'll have Green hosting Owego. So we'll get you score updates as often as we can on those games. So Pete Wiemet, who kicked a 40-yard field goal last week for BG, is going to kick off here. And here we go. The Pep Band is ready, and they're going to try an onside kick to start things off. And Deposit Hancock was right there to fall on it at their own 45. So a good starting field position.
Yeah, real nice starting field position and quite a surprise to the Deposit Hancock team, I'm sure, because if a kid can kick a 40-yard field goal, you don't think they're going to be onside kicking it off the bat.
No, and that's some of the wrinkles that we talked about.
Yep.
And you can see that both sides are saying, okay, we saw something on film, we'll throw it in there. So that, boy, good thing for the Eagles that they were ready there. That could have been a real game changer. So here we go. Deposit Hancock will start on their own 46-yard line here. So they're going to start just about midfield. And here we go. Under center is going to be Darren Shaver, number 10. And he is going to hand off to Miller. Miller over to the far side. This is Jackson Miller pushing the pile forward. And he's going to get up into BG territory to about, oh, I'd say about the 48-yard line. And this is a young man, the junior, Jackson Miller, wearing 42, that you're going to want to watch here tonight.
Jackson Miller with a real nice run there, followed his lead blocker through the hole and made a nice gain on first down. They ran out of the eye with a wing to the left, so if we'll see if that's their normal formation.
And so here we go, Deposit Hancock on a second and short here. Going to be about a second and two with Shaver under center. And he's a guy, if he gets out of the pocket, look out, folks. He's got legs and speed. And Shaver, again, is going to hand off to Miller. Cuts back right side. Breaks through a tackle. Good for a first down. And he's over the 40-yard line. Down to about the 39. First down for Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, 14 yards and two plays. Nice start for the young man from Deposit Hancock.
And so we're just about a minute into the contest here. Ball down to the 38. First and 10 here for Deposit Hancock as they are already into BG territory. After the Bobcats tried a little trickery to start things off with the onside kick. And it was recovered by Deposit Hancock.
Looks like they're just going to line up man-on-man and see if they can stop him.
So Shaver under center once again. He'll hand off left side. New running back here for the Eagles is going to sprint it to the corner. Carr is trying to tackle him out of bounds, and he will down at the 15. Very nice run there by Austin Lenio.
Nice little counterplay by the Deposit Hancock team right there. They actually spun, reverse pivoted to the right side and then handed back to the left, and the pulling guard cleared the lane for him.
Boy, and Lenio was off to the races if Carr didn't track him down. So Deposit Hancock on their first drive, already knocking on the doors. They're down to about the 11-yard line here, going left to right. 10:35 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Deposit Hancock. Eagles on their first drive on a first and 10. Now they'll hand it off again up the middle. A run here for Gavin Santamaria, and he's brought down.
Santamaria with a real nice run. He was the fullback on the formation of a wing right, eye wing right, and he actually carried the ball down to about a 6-yard gain. It'll be a second down and 4.
So Santamaria, and they are not afraid to use him running the ball there, and that is another little wrinkle that they can throw in for the Eagles. So a second and 5 here, 9:55 to go first quarter. Scoreless between BG and Deposit Hancock, but the Eagles, again, right down on about the 5-yard line. They'll hand it off to Miller, and he's going to waltz towards the end line. We'll see no official signal yet. He's going to be just short, I think, here for the Eagles. So this is going to bring up a third and short right on the goal line.
Very close to a first down, though. We're going to have a measurement.
Yeah, there is about a 2.
Oh, no, they're not measuring. They're giving him the first down.
I was going to say there's about a 2-yard gap there between the goal line and the first down marker. And so 9.5 to go here, first quarter, scoreless. But again, the Eagles right on the goal line here trying to punch it in. Shaver is under center. Shaver barking out the signals here for the Eagles. They're going to pitch it to the outside, and there is Jackson Miller, and he'll be in for the TD for the Eagles. A successful opening drive. The pitch to Jackson Miller and the touchdown.
Just a sweep to the right side by the Deposit Hancock team, and they just outmanned the Bainbridge Bobcats.
And so an early TD here for the Eagles with 9:15 to go in the first quarter, and we'll see if Deposit Hancock decides to go for two. So the short field pays off here for Deposit Hancock.
Looks like they're lining up for the 1 point, extra point.
And we'll see Dustin Daly coming out, who did some kicking for the Eagles last year. The snap, the hold is good. Daly puts it up, and let's see the official signal, no good. So a 6-0 lead here for Deposit Hancock over Bainbridge Guilford. 9:15 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. An early 6-0 lead for the Eagles of Deposit Hancock on the road here tonight against BG. 9:15 to go first quarter. Again, a 6-0 lead for Deposit Hancock on about a 3-yard run there by Jackson Miller as the opening kickoff for BG. They tried an onside kick, so the short field, after it was recovered by DH, they drove it right down with some nice running.
Effective drive for DH on that play, on that possession. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if it would have made a difference if it was a short field or a long field by what we saw.
The Eagles kick off here, and the Bobcats will field it at their own 15 up to the 20, and that's where they're going to start here on this drive after Bailey Holtailing with about a 3-yard return. So let's see what the Bobcats bring to the table here with 9:09 to go in this first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Deposit Hancock. And Austin Carr out to try to lead this team here that is off to an 0-3 start, but has some great weapons and some great grit.
Yeah, definitely. Austin Carr is a tough kid. I mean, last couple of years you've seen him be pretty much carried off the field, but he's back the next week. So
6'3", 185. Not a guy you want to mess with. He's going to throw to Pete Wiemann on the outside. That's good for a first down as Wiemann lowers the shoulder. And a nice passing play out into the right wing flat will move the chains up to about the 35-yard line. BG's still in their own territory going right to left.
Nice little pass play. Little out about 4 or 5 yards to the right side. And Pete Wiemann with a nice catch and a nice run after the catch.
And nice job as with 8:50 to go here in this first quarter. A 6-0 lead here, and Carr is going to keep it, and he'll drive it forward, and Carr is to midfield. He's at the 50, cuts a tackler, 45-40, Carr still on his feet, to the 30. Carr might go all the way to the 20, 10, 5, and a touchdown for Austin Carr. Slicing and dicing through the Eagles' defense, and we're tied up at 6.
What an absolute great run right there. I'll tell you why, because he was in the open field. He made a cut and cut to his left-hand side, and when he did it, he switched the ball over, and it was just absolutely perfect rhythm and everything. Switched the ball over to his left side and then just outran the defense for the Deposit Hancock team.
He made an extremely athletic move here at about the DH 40 that made a guy miss, and then he was off to the races.
And he would have thought he was going to fall on that play because he did make a really nice cut.
Oh, the snap on the extra point is high, and Wiemann's going to chase it into the backfield. Wiemann's going to throw it towards the end zone, and it's knocked down. So the snap was high, and that doesn't allow BG to go for the extra point. So we're tied up 6-6, 8:34 to go in the first quarter. I think the news cameras were here to catch that one, so you'll see it on the news tonight. That's not one you want to miss. So it's 6-6, Deposit Hancock and BG. We'll take a quick break and be right back after 30 seconds here on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us, the Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 8:34 to go first quarter. We're tied 6-6 between BG and Deposit Hancock. A bouncing kick here is fielded by the Eagles over on the far side, but a gang tackle here by the Bobcats. And Deposit Hancock's going to start going left to right on their second drive at their own 35.
I don't want to talk about the kick. I want to bring up something more about that run by Austin Carr. Deposit Hancock had the angle on him, and he just outran that defense. I mean, I just can't believe how fast he was down that sideline, and I just wanted to make sure that I got that out there because there was four guys that were what I thought were going to at least be able to push him out of bounds. and they did not because they couldn't catch him.
That's what I thought. I mean, when he crossed to about the 45 to the 40, I thought, okay, he's going to get tackled or pushed out of bounds here.
I should
know better with Austin Carr because he's not going to go out of bounds.
Right, nope.
And he gets to the sideline and just out-sprints everybody. So absolutely fantastic run. A deposit Hancock player, I believe that was Levi Wormuth, was down on the kickoff on the far side, but he is up under his own power, walked off. Great to see. So BG will be on defense, and deposit Hancock, they scored on their first trip down of the night, a 5-yard TD run by Jackson Miller. So that gives us our score, 6-6 with 8:34 to go here in this first quarter. Tim, what's BG got to do here on defense on the second
drive? They definitely have to pay attention to every facet of this offense because they used everybody on that first possession, so can't key just on one player.
And here's Shaver going right back to Miller. Left side run, and he's into the open flat. Miller might go all the way. He's at the 30, down to the 20. Miller racing towards the end zone, and he's going to get tripped up at about the 1-yard line here, and that's where he's going to be down. Miller with an absolutely outstanding run, breaking tackles, and he gets all the way down to the 1, and it's going to be first and goal for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, he basically a 70-yard run right there, just came up just a bit short to put it in the end zone.
And he is as advertised. He's small, as in he's not the tallest guy on the field, but when he gets into the tackles there, kind of a Jesse Manuel type of runner, zoom, zoom, yeah, side to side, and he could be gone.
And he does do that. He's hiding behind his fullback, who is his lead blocker on that play. Just a little, you know, power play right up off the garden tackle on the left-hand side. Nice blocking. Got the great game.
Eagles looking to answer. They're going to go right back to Miller. He stumbles into the end zone. Touchdown here for the Eagles with 8:02 to go in the first quarter. Second touchdown of the night here for Jackson Miller.
Well, it looks like we're going to see a high-scoring game tonight, Nate. I'm pretty sure because it looks like the defenses are a little bit struggling with what the other team's offense is doing.
So two possessions for deposit Hancock, and some strong running has got them on the board again. So they now lead 12-6, and we'll see what they decide to do here. Looks like they'll go for two after missing the extra point on the first touchdown by Miller. So Shaver under center here. Sorry, Tim.
No, that's all right. They're in the I formation. Give the ball to Shaver.
Nope. And Shaver's going to trickery. Throw it to the far side for Wormuth, who brings it down. I think he fooled everybody there.
He fooled me. There's no doubt about it. He actually looked like he was going to run the same play to Shaver on the opposite side, and he pulled it back and made the nice little toss into the end zone for the two-point conversion.
So deposit Hancock leads BG 14-6 with 8:02 to go. First quarter, we'll step away and be right back here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to Score. Deposit Hancock 14, BG 6, 8:02 to go in the first quarter. We've seen some huge plays so far tonight on the gridiron on both sides. So the Eagles will kick off. Hotailing will pick it up here for BG on the right wing side as they go right to left. And he'll gain about 7 yards on the return, and BG will start at about their own 30-yard line.
Hotailing with some shifty moves there to get the extra 5 yards. It looked like he was going to get tackled about 2 yards after he caught the ball, but he made a nice move and got five more.
So BG, their second possession of the night after about a 75-yard TD run by Austin Carr on the first drive. I mean, two plays, and they had 6 points. It was unbelievable.
And then they came back from the 36, I think. Deposit Hancock and almost scored on that play.
So we'll see what the Bobcats can do to answer with 7:56 to go first quarter, trailing 14-6 here on their home field. And there's a fumble. Carr will pick it up. He's going to get tackled in the backfield, though. Good recovery by Carr. Just a little miscommunication there on that handoff.
Yeah, it looked like they just didn't connect on the handoff part, but good job by Austin to pick it up and make sure they kept the possession.
So that is going to bring up a second and long here for the BG Bobcats with 7:35 to go first quarter. They trail 14-6, going to be a second and 17 here coming up as they are pushed back to about their own 19-yard line. As again, the navy blue and white going right to left here for BG. Carr, he's going to throw on second and long, tosses one up to the far side, intercepted here by the Eagles along the BG sideline. Very nice play there by the Eagles, and that was Santa Maria picking it off.
Santa Maria with a real nice play there. He actually threw that ball into double coverage, and he had coverage on underneath and over top, so that was a tough play for the receiver to get to. So nice interception by the DePauw Hancock team.
And so the Eagles with a 14-6 lead, 7:16 to go first quarter, with the ball on about the 32 here going left to right. They are in BG territory. BG's got to come up with a stop here, Tim. Shaver under center, the quarterback here tonight for DePauw Hancock. Shaver. He'll hand one off to Miller. He's met right at the line by Ben Bavar. And if you follow BGAH Wrestling, you know what a talent he is. He breaks through the line and rips him down.
Yeah, nice tackle by Ben for the loss of about two or three. So it'll be second down and 13.
So a great play there, and that might be the spark that this BG defense needs. With 6:50 to go in the first quarter, the Eagles leading the Bobcats 14-6. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Shaver with the little QB keeper, an option flip out to Miller right side, and he's met there by Hotailing and a gang of other Bobcat tacklers. Ball appeared to have popped out, but the Zebra crew blowing it dead here, and the Eagles will hold on to it. But a third and long coming up.
Okay, coming out of the I formation with a little option to the right side. Quarterback read the defensive end to him, so he pitched it, and nice little gain on second down.
BG player down on the play here for an injury. 6:19 to go in this first quarter. It's 14-6. DePauw Hancock on top of Bainbridge Guilford. We'll step away for an injury timeout here on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Belden Hill Golf Course of Harpersville is a proud sponsor of local high school football on WCDO. After October 1st, enjoy fall rates at Belden Hill. Just $20 for 18 holes and a cart on weekdays and $30 on weekends and holidays. Come enjoy the fall foliage and enjoy a round of golf. The course is in beautiful shape. And remember, after the big football game, stop by Belden Hill to eat in or take out with our delicious pizza and wings. It's the perfect post-game meal. Belden Hill Golf Course is on State Route 7 in Harpersville. Call them at 693-3257. That's 693-3257. Good luck, area teams from the Belden Hill Golf Course.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. The injured Bobcat on the field was Tommy Pommetier, but he's up. Coming over to the bench here, and we'll hope that he gets back in this game. One of the nicest, funniest young men you can meet here for this BG program. So this is going to be a 3rd and 8 here for BG. Right back to Miller. A pitch to the left side. Cuts back. First down and more for the Eagles. And he rumbles and stumbles down to about the 15 here for DePauw Hancock with this 14-6 lead. And in case you're just joining us, DePauw Hancock took the opening kick as BG tried an onside kick, marched it down the field, Jackson Miller touchdown. BG gets it back, 75-yard TD run that was great. I hope you see it on the news tonight from Austin Carr. And then another run for Miller as DePauw Hancock got it back, marched it right down the field. He had about a 70-yard run of his own.
Yep.
Right down to the goal line, and that gives us the 14-6 score. The Eagles, after an interception here, have got the ball right down in BG territory once again.
I think we have a penalty on the play. It looks like illegal shift on DePauw Hancock, so they are going to be marching it back about 5 yards, I do believe, and it'll be third down and probably about 12.
Boy, and that was a nice pickup there for the
first down
on that third and long, and now it's going to bring them back. So this will bring the Eagles, let's see where they mark it off to about the 45. So instead of being down by the 20, they're back at the 45, again going left to right.
Yeah, I maybe have that wrong because I don't think that penalty was set for that pick. But the officials were trying to see what they were doing, but it looked like he did the illegal shift motion, but there's a lot more yards than that, I think.
Third and 23 it's going to be now with 5:55 to go, first quarter here, under the lights at Bainbridge-Guilford. So here we go. BG on this third and 23 waiting for the snap. And here is Shaver. Shaver's going to drop back to pass. He throws it out to the right wing side. Complete. And it's going to be short of the first down, but down to the 30-yard line there for Lenio of the Eagles. Very nice play, but equally as nice tackle there by John Castle for BG.
John Castle was a really just perfect form tackle right there in open field. Nobody there to help him. If he doesn't make the tackle, it's probably going to be a first down and maybe even a touchdown. But nice job, John Castle.
So a fourth and seven here for the DH Eagles with 5:15 to go here in this first quarter. And this is big here for BG, I think. They're trailing 14-6. It's been a back-and-forth game. This defense needs some confidence right now, needs to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. This would be huge for them if they could stop them on this fourth down play.
Ball is on the 30-yard line here on a fourth and seven. The Eagles going to drop back to pass. They throw it. It's too far as Shaver had Lenio once again, but he just overthrew him there by a couple of feet.
Yeah, he did. He threw the ball where he could catch it, and only he could catch it, and the kid couldn't quite get there. So turnover on downs by DePaza Hancock, and Bainbridge-Guilford dodges a bullet.
They needed that one. So if you're a BG fan, you got to be happy there. We'll keep you updated on Tommy Palmateer, who came out of the game with a leg injury of some kind. He's on the bench, appears to be okay, but we'll keep you updated there on him. So 4:54 to go, first quarter. DePaza Hancock leading BG 14-6. The Bobcats going right to left, take over at their own 30. Carr is in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Carr on a QB keeper. He's going to dive forward for about 1 yard here on first and 10.
Real nice play by pretty much the entire offensive line defensive line of DePaza Hancock to make that short gain, because if they didn't, Carr would have been into the second level, and we know what he can do when he gets in the open field.
Man. Yeah, 75-yard TD run, and I'm sure the Eagles coaching staff would like to not see that again. So a second and nine coming up here for the Bobcats. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Here is Carr, man in motion. Little double handoff, little trickery back to hotailing. Tries a little 180 there to get free. Nowhere to go, though. The Eagles bring him down after a gain of one. Going to be third and eight coming up here, Tim.
Two backs were fake handoffs, and the third was the jet sweep with the wide out, and he got about one or two, so it's going to bring up third and a long eight.
3:55 to go, first quarter. Again, 14-6. DePaza Hancock leading Bainbridge-Guilford on the road here. Carr again under center. Let's see if they go to the air on third and eight. Carr drops back, looks for Wiemet far side. He's got him. Wiemet trying to lean forward for the first down, but he's tackled on that far side by Shaver. And this is going to bring up about a fourth and two. That's a great connection, Carr
is
over there to Wiemet.
Yeah, it is. And you can see Pete has beat him or in rhythm on the pass plays that are coming to him and everything. He's got his hands out. He's catching the ball, bringing it in, and he's looking for contact right away. He almost got that first down, and I thought, you know, it's going to be, it looks like they might be going for it.
Might be going for it on fourth and one. I promise, folks, that Tim doesn't have laryngitis here tonight. We're giving him some water. I think he's going to be okay. That's on the CDO injury report here tonight.
Yep.
Fourth and one coming up here for Carr. Carr's going to put his head down, bull forward. It's going to be very close here. It's going to be on where they spotted this one.
It looks like looks
yes,
like
they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, looks like they gave it to him.
So Carr, I'm sure after that last week, he was the ball carrier in that Delhi game when they needed the 2 yards at the end, and he just quite didn't get it.
Yeah.
Inches away from getting it. He wanted that one, I'm sure, and he got it.
Yeah, he definitely wanted it, and he, you know, was not going to be denied that 1 yard, and he got it, and now the drive is still alive.
2:50 to go, first quarter, 14-6 to score. The Bobcats keeping the drive alive at their own 40-yard line as they go right to left. Carr now under center, dropped the ball, and the ball is loose on the turf, and I believe BG is going to just fall on it here. And so that's going to bring up a second and 10 with about 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter.
Second time they've had a little misconnection on the handoff, and they're right there to fall on it, so they still have the ball. It's second down and about 13.
So a second and 13. Clock still moving in this first quarter as the Eagles lead the Bobcats 14-6. Play comes in from the sideline here, and we'll see if the Bobcats decide to go back to the air. You know, both times they've gone to Pete Wiemet on that far side, has been a great connection for them. So let's see if they go back there. Wiemann now is lined up to the left side. Carr rolls out looking for him, lofts it up in the air. Wiemann can't quite track it down as Carr threw it to the sideline. And that's going to bring up a third and 13 for BG.
That was a little bit of a different pattern. Obviously, it was on the opposite side of the two receptions so far tonight. But it was more of a flag pattern than the, just the straight out. So
a minute 50 to go in the first quarter, third and 13. After the Bobcats got such a nice stop there on defense, trying to capitalize here. But, again, some long yardage after a first down fumble that they recovered. Just kind of put them in the hole here. The Eagles doing a nice job on defense. A lot of speed in that secondary. And now we'll have a flag. Going to be a false start on the BG offense, pushing them back even farther.
Yeah, now they're going to be third and 18 if they take the penalty. I would imagine they would.
So a third and 18 with a minute 36 to go first quarter. It's 14 to 6. And BG's going to have to dial something up here big. And talk to the BG coaching staff today. Of course, Israel Lorimer, his first year here. He's been with the program many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
The first year as head coach, and he said, you know, we're trying some new things, and it's all based on what they've seen that their guys can do in practice and also based on situation. So
that's a good way to coach to your ability.
Third and 18, and now we're going to have another flag. Let's see who jumped early on this one, and again on BG, and this is going to push them back even farther. So two straight penalties against the Bobcats.
So now it's going to be third and 23.
Yes, and the yardage just keeps getting longer with a minute 20 to go here, first quarter. Again, our score is Deposit Hancock on the road, leading BG 14-6. Tim Cutting and Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream and the audio archive are brought to you by SFCU. You can go back and listen to these games anytime on our website for free, courtesy of SFCU. Third and 23. Here's Carr in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Carr's going to throw. Eagles bring the rush. He gets it off, and this one is intercepted by Shaver at midfield for the Eagles. Shaver's on his horse. Back to the 45-40. Shaver still on his feet to the 30. He might go to the house, and he will. Shaver, an INT for the TD for the Eagles.
And I believe he caught the ball probably on their 40-yard line, on the Deposit Hancock 40-yard line, so that's a 60-yard return.
And Shaver, we talked about him, of course. He's the quarterback here for the Eagles tonight. Has a ton of speed, super athletic, and he showed it right there on that play.
Yeah, he sure did. He saw that the pattern was going deep, so he just made sure that nobody got deeper than him, which is what the safety has to do. And then he became the receiver because he looked like he was throwing it to him. So, nice play.
And now they'll go for the extra point with Dustin Daly, who just narrowly missed the first one. This one is up and through the uprights, I believe, is good. Yes, it is. So a 21-6 lead for Deposit Hancock over Bainbridge-Guilford. 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been an entertaining one here, folks. Again, the Eagles leading the Bobcats 21-6. And we'll be right back here on CDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today. 563-9955.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
An interception return for a touchdown by Darren Shaver gives Deposit Hancock a 21-6 lead here over BG.
All right, so if he scores on offense, he's making a statement towards that all-purpose
award. I was going to say, he might be making an early case for the Acco Brands all-purpose award, so we'll see. Shaver, athletic guy. He was perfect in that offense last year that they had with Ronnie Ballard and some of those guys. A team that went, again, all the way to the Section 4 Class D Finals. And we did that game, and they were giving Tioga a run for a while.
They sure were.
And it was just, there was one drive in particular where the momentum changed in that game, and Tioga took over. But, you know, Deposit Hancock was built to compete with that team last year, and just came up a little short in the final. And so BG is going to receive with Hotailing. He's going to get a nice run back here to about the 30-yard line. And that's where BG is going to start with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. They trail 21-6.
Nice 15-yard run right after the reception of the kickoff. And got it at the 15 and got back out to the 30. So BG will start their next offensive possession on the 30-yard line, on their own 30-yard line.
So this is another big drive here for Bainbridge-Guilford. If you can come out with some points here, you know, in the second quarter,
yeah,
maybe that gets you right back in this ball game.
Nice to see a little nice sustaining drive. You know, take some time off the clock, keep the offense of Deposit Hancock off the field.
Carr is going to hand off to Castle here. John Castle on first and 10. Nice pickup of about 5 there for Castle. He's up to about the 35-yard line. Again, BG going right to left in the navy blue with the white trim here tonight. So a second and 6 technically coming up. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll see if the Bobcats can get off one more play here before the horn. As Carr again in the shotgun on second and 6. We're down to 13 seconds to go. Last play of the first quarter. They throw out to Castle in the flat. Almost intercepted there by Wormuth. Looked like he even got a piece of it, and then it fell down to the turf there, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. It's going to be a 3rd and 6 for BG when we come back in an entertaining first quarter with the score Deposit Hancock 21, Bainbridge-Guilford 6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-222-222. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Friday. Fridays and Saturdays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter here between BG and Deposit Hancock. 21-6 is the score. The Eagles leading the Bobcats. I have some updates on out-of-town scores, but we'll get through this 3rd and 10 here for BG before we give you those score updates. Carr is going to hand off to Hotelling. He's going to throw on the left wing side looking for Weeman, and just over his outstretched fingertips. Great play. Had Weeman, he just couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, he was definitely wide open, and his overthrow almost turned into another INT.
So let's get you a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Owego leads Green 14-12 at the end of the first quarter.
Okay.
And Unitego leads Unadilla Valley 13-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Owego B?
Owego, I believe, is a B. Yeah,
okay.
So that's a big non-league game for the Green Trojans tonight. So a 4th and 10 here with Deposit Hancock leading 21-6 over BG. And the Bobcats are going to have to punt here with Weeman. A good high punt into the night sky. Shaver's going to let it bounce, and it's going to take a BG roll down to about the 20-yard line, and that's where the Eagles are going to start over. We've flipped ends of the field here at the start of the quarter, so the Eagles now going right to left.
Yeah, that was a real nice boot and good flip of the position on the field, so they will take over on their own 20-yard line.
Weeman has a good foot. He kicked that 40-yarder last week against Delhi. And, you know, great punter as well. We're seeing his receiving skills tonight here as well. So, again, 21-6 as Deposit Hancock. This could be a statement drive here for them, Tim.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you score here again, you might really take the wind out of the sails of the Bobcats.
Right. You may have to see what happens there. I do see a flag on the field. I just saw a referee pick up their flag, so I don't know what's going on. The down markers have not moved. No one has moved. I don't know what's going on. So we're going to... We'll be right with you.
So either somebody just dropped that one on accident, or we're going to have a little conference here between the officials. Let's see. So 11:42 to go, second quarter, under the lights here in Bainbridge. Great night for football. There is a little rain in the forecast, but so far, just a cool, nice autumn night here under the lights at BG Central School. And so they appear to be moving the ball here a little bit, Tim.
Yeah, it does. It looks like they're going to move it even further back. Yeah, they are moving it further back.
So it's going to be a penalty against the Eagles, and they've marched it back 10 yards here. Yeah. So the Eagles are going to start at their own 10-yard line.
Not quite sure what the penalty was, but it was laying on in the middle of the field, and I noticed that the chain markers and the down marker never moved. So I knew something was up, and then they just marked it off, and so they're going to start this possession off deep in their own territory.
Did not see anything during the play that would be this 10-yard penalty. And so the Deposit Hancock coaching staff is also getting an explanation from the officiating crew over on the far side, as there seems to be some confusion there as well.
I guess they are as inquisitive as we are.
So they're getting an explanation there, and this is a real good thing here for BG, as you're pinning the Eagles against their own goal line here. So if you can come up with a stand, this could be big here if you're a Bobcats fan.
Yeah, if you can get three good defensive plays right here, they're putting deep from in their zone. You'd get the ball probably about midfield. It might be a good place to start your second drive of this quarter.
So Shaver is under center. First and 10 from their own 10. Shaver's going to throw. Pops back, goes to the right side. Intercepted here by Hotailing. Did he bring it in? Let's see. Hotailing with the interception for BG, and that'll give the Bobcats some life.
Yes,
they're
going
to take over on the 35.
I can't tell you people that are listening to this game what a great play that young man just made, because he lost the ball, turned around, found the ball again, and the whole time he never lost the receiver. He kept the receiver on his hip, did a nice job and played for the ball and came up with the INT.
And that's just the shot in the arm the Bobcats needed. Now if you're the Eagles, you got to try to find another answer on defense. You've had it so far tonight, besides the 75-yard run that Carr ripped off on the first drive for BG.
Well, I think they're keying on Carr now a little bit more because of that.
So a first and 10. Bainbridge-Guilford going left to right. They're going to hand off to Ben Bavar, and the ball is on the turf, and it looks like BG came back up with it at the bottom of the pile there. That's
the third time they put the ball down on the floor.
Yeah, Austin Rao coming out of the bottom of the pile with it. That was big. And Bavar is a guy that you can trust. I mean, a very athletic guy. They got to get him the ball some more. He can do big things. Just got stripped there, but BG dodges a bullet.
Going through that line, you got to have both hands on that ball. Maybe he didn't.
Second and 10. Here's Carr. He's going to hand off the Hotailing. Bounces to the right wing side, and the Eagles are right there to wrap him up. Levi Wormuth brings him down. Going to be a third and long, maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, it looks like he got 1 yard on that play, so it'll be third down and 9. Where they are on the field, I'm guessing they're probably two down territory, because it really doesn't make a lot of sense to punt it where they are.
10:40 to go, second quarter. If BG can get it far enough, they do have Pete Wiemet, who kicked a 40-yarder last week. We'll keep that in mind. And here is Carr. He's going to take off. Little QB keeper bouncing his way up the middle. He's reaching for the first down as he just blew his way through the pile. Going to be very, very close here, Tim.
Talk about athletic moves. He was all the way. He was on his way down, and he just jumped from his top of his toe to get that yard. And he reached the ball out to try to get the extra yard and a half for the arm length. So nice play by the young man.
No fear, that's for sure. So they're going to say it's 4th and 2 here with 10 minutes to go, second quarter, and BG trailing Deposit Hancock 21-6. Carr is in the shotgun. They'll go for it on the 4th and 2. They give it to John Castle, puts his shoulder down. Going to be close. Bobcats clapping like they got it, and they do. Moving the chains here. That's the second 4th down that they have gotten here, and that's one they absolutely needed, Tim.
Yeah, that was a nice play right there. And actually, I was watching the official on the far side, and I thought he had the mark, and he had it short, but the official on this side had it a little further up the field for the first down.
First and 10, ball is on the 20. They're going to go right back to Castle, but he is met at the line by a gang tackle of Eagles, and they'll bring him down for a loss on the play. Great job there by Caleb Wood for the Eagles breaking through.
Caleb Wood, number 67, with a fantastic play on that. Loss of 2.
So Caleb Wood and Lucas Resty both in on the tackle there with 9:25 to go, second quarter. Going to be a second and 10 now as BG trying to knock on the door once again. Ball at about the 24-yard line here as they go left to right. They are in DH territory. Carr in the shotgun calls it out. Carr's going to go back to the air, tosses one up right corner of the end zone for Wiemet. Brought it down. Did he get his foot in? Yes, he did. Absolutely outstanding catch there by Wiemet, and they're at the goal line.
The catch and then the ability to make sure the foot was in bounds. Just absolutely amazing to see in high school football at this level.
Not sure how he brought that one down.
I don't either. I mean, he actually was turning his body almost 180 degrees, caught the ball over top of the other receiver, went up and high-pointed it, made the catch, and then had the athletic ability to make sure that toe touched down inside the sideline.
First and goal for the Bobcats. Carr under center. QB keeper pushing forward. Touchdown here for Austin Carr. And BG's right back in this game.
Very, really big, nice drive by BG after the turnover from the defense. And they're right back in this game, Nate.
21-12 with 9:03 to go in the second quarter. And you assume here that they'll try to go for two to make it a 7-point ball game and a one possession ball game.
Yeah, you would assume that. When I assume stuff, it usually sounds right.
We don't usually guess right up here, and that's why we always say we're on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
So they'll go for two, Carr in the shotgun. Wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Wima is to the right. Looks like they're going to try to go to him. Carr with the keeper, plowing his way forward, and he's in. 21-14, the two-point conversion is good. And as I said, the Bobcats are right back in this game with 9:03 to go, second quarter.
You know, when you block somebody to keep them out from getting to your running back, normally your chest is to their chest, not Pete Wima. He had his player boxed out like he was getting a rebound and just did not let him come to Carr to get to the tackle. Great block.
21-14, Deposit Hancock leading BG. Two touchdowns for Austin Carr for the Bobcats. 9:03 to go, second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
BG with a one-yard touchdown run and a two-point conversion from Austin Carr. They trail 21-14 now with 9:03 to go before the halftime break. And the Bobcats will kick off left to right here. And Deposit Hancock will get the ball back once again. Wiemitz line drive kick is going to roll into the end zone and be a touchback. And so the Eagles will start on their own 20 going right to left.
Now that's what I expect to see from a kid that can kick the ball 40 yards through those goalposts. I want to see him kick it all the way down the field like he just did.
And so the Eagles, who have been absolutely on fire here on offense, two touchdowns for Jackson Miller, a five-yard run and a five-yard run. But they had huge runs to set up those short ones. The other touchdown for Deposit Hancock was a 60-yard interception return for Darren Shaver. So 9:02 to go, second quarter. We got a great game here, folks.
Yeah,
if you like offense, this is the one to be at tonight. Again, our out-of-town scores after the first quarter. Green was trailing Owego 14-12, and up the road at the U, Unitego was leading UV 13-0. We'll keep you updated on those scores as well at the halftime break. So on first and 10, Deposit Hancock here with nowhere to go. It's going to bring up second and 10.
Yeah, they actually lost one on the center quarterback exchange. They actually fumbled the ball but fell on it and kept the possession, so it'll be second down and 11.
So that would have been a very bad place to lose that ball standing on your own 20. So the clock continuing to run down to 8:40 to go here in the second quarter. Great fan support here tonight for both sides. The BG Pep Band is here. The cheerleaders are out. And it's a clear night so far. Under the lights here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. They'll hand off to Miller on 2nd and 11. And Wiemit broke through the line as well as Carr and Ben Bavar. And they brought him down. And
yeah,
I'll tell you, Bavar, two huge tackles tonight.
Yep, two huge tackles for losses.
And again, if you've seen him on the wrestling mat, you know he's a great asset for that team as well. BGAH wrestling should be absolutely phenomenal this year. Could be one of the best small school teams in the state. And we're going to have a bunch of coverage for them this year, too, because they are stacked top to bottom.
Well, you talk about old-time wrestling stories and stuff, and I heard one the other day, and I thought this was just amazing. At one time, Sydney had six guys in the finals of sectionals.
That's crazy.
And they sent five to the state from Section 4 from Sydney. So I think that's amazing.
You just don't see that anymore. But BGAH might have a chance to do that this year. 3rd and 13, a little trickery from the Eagles, but an incomplete pass. They faked a handoff to Miller and then tried to throw it out into the flat over onto this near side for Santa Maria, but it was incomplete. Fourth and long, and the DH Eagles are going to have to punt.
Santa Maria, if he catches that ball, it was a little screen to the left side, and he had two linemen, 66 and 67, and number two out in front leading him down the sideline.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play, just not executed quite to perfection. So 7.5 to go second quarter. BG's going to get the ball back. Bailey Holtailing is standing to our left at midfield, waiting to receive as DH is going to punt. And they lead BG 21-14. Good punt here into the night sky. Holtailing is going to field it on the right wing side right at the 50, and Holtailing is down there. A nice tackle there by the Eagles as they sprint down. And that was Austin Lenio to bring him down.
Holtailing slammed the ground in disgust because he thought he made a miss, but he didn't put his knee down.
This field is a little slippery out there tonight. The dew's starting to settle in. And so 7:21 to go, second quarter. It's Deposit Hancock leading BG 21-14. Boy, I see, speaking of legends
Coach
here,
Conway.
Coach Conway buying some 50-50 raffle, or selling 50-50 tickets here. Winning as coach in Shenango County girls basketball history. So he's here tonight supporting the Bobcats. Is on first and 10. Austin Carr, the QB keeper, to the right side. Nowhere to go. Well sniffed out there by the Eagles. Breaking through there again was Warman.
Yeah, defensive end on their, from Deposit Hancock did a fantastic job. Did not let Austin get outside of him and then made the tackle in the open field.
7 minutes to go until the half. Second and 11 for BG as they are right at midfield. Push back into their own territory, back to about the 48. And some good pressure again. Carr is going to have to keep it and lunge forward. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. But the Eagles absolutely busting through there. Lucas Resty was leading the way.
That was a total broken play, and Austin did what he could. You know, he just got that yard back to make it third down and 10. Just shy of the 49-yard line of the BG Bobcats.
6.5 to go, second quarter. And a third and 11. And this is where the Bobcats are going to have to try to convert again. We've seen some trickery through the air. Maybe they'll go back to it here. Carr is in the shotgun, and Wiemet is lined up to the left. Here's the snap. He's going to look towards Wiemet, throws to that side. Wiemet goes up for it, bounces it in the air, and then caught it for the first down at the 35. Hit off his fingertips, went straight up in the air. He leaps up for it and brings it down, and now I believe they might say that this is an incomplete pass.
Oh, my gosh, no, that was not even... I mean, that looked like to me that he caught that easily.
Oh, and the crowd not happy with this. And Wiemet was pleading his case, saying, no, I caught it on the tip and then brought it back down. I believe the official is saying when he went down to the ground, he lost it, and BG is not going to get this catch.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Not really sure. What we saw here, that was a really nice play by Pete Wiemet. He tapped the ball up into the air, and then he caught it. But I guess on the way down, he lost the ball, according to the official.
Official saying that he juggled it and then lost it when he hit the ground. And so this is going to bring up fourth and 11 instead of a huge play and a first down. They're going to have to punt it away. Tough break there for the Bobcats. Wiemet with a sky-high punt. Fielded here by Shaver back at his own 20. Flag on the play as Shaver is still on his feet up to the 40-45 before he's pushed out of bounds. And we'll see what the yellow hanky is here, Tim.
Everybody doesn't. I do know because I watched it and I saw it. I put my hand up and showed Nate there was going to be a hold on the play, and it was. Absolutely. Hold, that play's coming back.
So that will negate a pretty nice run back there from Shaver. And so, boy, a couple of interesting plays there back-to-back with the Wiemet catch being taken away, which from our broadcast, it looked like he brought it down. Obviously, the official has the better view, but
absolutely.
Wow, it looked like a good catch,
Yeah. Acrobatic
catch. Yeah. And then a nice run back here by Shaver is brought back by a penalty here for the Eagles, and they're going to be pinned again deep in their own end zone.
And I said before that he had a box-out play like he was going for a rebound on a block. That looked like he was the setter for a volleyball team, and he tapped it up in the air to himself. You know, it was kind of, and I thought he brought it down, but obviously, like you said, Nate, the official was right there, and he did not hesitate. He immediately said incomplete pass.
Well, here at CDO, this is about as close as you can get to instant replay. Just got a text message from Jason McPherson, who's one of the local photographers. He's down on the field tonight. You can see him down there in the blue shirt, which I might add says WCDO on it.
All right, Jason.
He said, I just looked at my photos. He goes, to me, with my angle, looked like a catch.
Okay.
So maybe some photographic evidence down there. First and 10 for the Eagles. They'll try to run to the right side, pickup of maybe two on the play, and they are pinned inside their own 10-yard line here. They're going to have a 2nd and 8. Ball is about, again, on the 10-yard line.
Yeah, they gave the fullback of the Deposit Hancock team a little love there, and he got 2 yards on the game, so they'll be a 2nd down and 8.
Tommy Palmateer, who was hurt in the first quarter for BG, up, moving, stretching out.
Appears
to be good, so that's good to see for Tommy Palmateer.
Lacing the shoes up.
I'm sure he has some funny comments for us. If we could go down and talk to him right now, he's a heck of a funny guy. If you see him at some of the basketball games and stuff, really gets into it here. So 2nd and 8. And again, the Eagles trying to hand off to the far side with Miller, and he has nowhere to go. So Miller had those huge runs back in the first quarter. Since then, the Bobcats have really kind of ISO'd on him and shut him down.
Yeah, they're definitely keying on him right now. I'm expecting to see some type of maybe bootleg, and I think that would be a great play to have with Shaver because he's very athletic. So he, you know, fake the sweep to Miller and go the opposite way on a naked bootleg with Shaver and see if he can run out.
Timeout taken here by the Eagles with the score Deposit Hancock 21, BG 14, 4:49 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. And right now, take advantage of their September special on a new garage. A new 12x20 garage could be yours just in time for the winter season. Pressure-treated wood is used to make sure it can handle the tough New York winters. Delivery is free within 30 miles of the lot. Rent to own for as little as $198 per month. And if you pay in full, take $200 off the already low price. Call Catskill Shed Company at 320-5005 for more information. Or stop by the corner of Route 7 and 8 in Sydney across from Speedway. Like them on Facebook for current discounted items. Call Catskill Shed Company today at 320-5005.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:49 to go, second quarter, under the lights here at BG, and it's the Deposit Hancock Eagles with a 21-14 lead over the BG Bobcats. 3rd and 8 for DH, going right to left. They'll hand it off to Jackson, right wing side, and he has nowhere to go. Again, tripped up at the ankles. Carr was in on the tackle there, as well as Mason Brown. 4th and 8, and I believe the Eagles are going to have to punt here again with 4:35 to go.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to have to punt. The ball is going to be spotted just outside the 10-yard line, and number 27, Hotelling, going back for the reception.
Whatever BG did to change some things up on defense, it's worked the last couple of drives here against an Eagles offense that was moving the ball at will early on. So Deposit Hancock is going to punt, and Carr almost got in there to block it, and it's going to roll out to about the 38-yard line. So BG with excellent field position. But boy, Carr broke through the line and almost got his mitts on that one.
He almost got his mitts on that one, but he made a really nice, smart play. He ran into the kicker, but he, like, hugged him.
Yeah.
And made sure he didn't fall down and everything. So he looked at the official seeing if the yellow hanky was coming out, because that probably would have been enough yardage for a first down.
So 4:10 to go before the halftime break. 21-14 is the score. Deposit Hancock on top of BG. And the Bobcats, Tim, with another opportunity here on 1st and 10. Carr is going to be in the shotgun here as the navy blue and the white go left to right. They are in Eagles territory. Here is the snap. Hotailing's in motion from right to left. They're going to pitch it out to him, a little option to Hotailing. Hotailing, can he get the edge? No, and he's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage there. Well-designed play. He just couldn't get to the edge in time.
Yeah. BG with a little option left there, and nice pitch by Carr right at the right time because he got absolutely tackled as hard as you could get tackled as a quarterback without the ball.
Yeah, Santa Maria was tracking him down. Broke through, but Carr just pitched it in time. 2nd and 11 with 3:35 to go before the halftime break. Carr is going to look to throw to the left, and he's got Weemitt. Goes up for another huge catch for Weemitt, and they'll say he brought this one down. Weemitt to the 15, caught it in double coverage. Just went up and out, jumped him.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Nate. He went up high, pointed the ball, took it away from the defenders, and immediately the deep official was signaling catch. No doubt.
So a huge 1st and 10 now for Bainbridge Guilford. Ball down to the 15-yard line, maybe just inside to the 14. 3:15 to go before the halftime break. This would be huge for the Bobcats if they could get some points and maybe tie this game up before the break. So Carr is going to hand one off here, hotailing to the right side, cuts back, and he's going to get tackled at the 10. About a five-yard gain there for hotailing, and now it's going to become a game of clock management as the clock is moving down to 2:50 to go before the halftime break.
Big, nice gain on first down, you know, a nice little like speed sweep to the right side, and hotailing made a nice cut-up field when he needed to and got the positive yardage.
Second and four. Bainbridge-Guilford trailing by seven here. They're going to hand off to John Castle. He cuts it up the gut. Gain of two there for Castle. Two and a half to go now, and that clock's still moving here, Tim. Third and four coming up for the Bobcats.
Okay, I'm gonna. They don't get it on this down. What do you think you do as Coach Lorimer?
Wow, I mean, you have Weemitt, and you know he can get you guaranteed 3 points. I think no matter what, you got to come away with points on this drive.
Yeah, so you're gonna take the points. I think that's a smart play early in the game.
BG takes a timeout here with 2:20 to go. That stops the clock as they trail 21-14. I want to say it's a smart move, but high school kicking games are never exactly an exact science.
And that's the thing. You have to remember that the kicker may be the greatest kicker in the world, but there's three facets of that. You got to have the snap, you got to have the holder, and you got to have the kick. And any one of those things goes wrong in high school football, you're scrambling for your life.
Well, the BG coaching staff said because of that, they purposely put Austin Carr at the holding position. So if everything goes wrong, he can be there to try to get up, either run or throw. So it's a smart move.
Yeah, oh, it definitely is. And that, usually that's the second string quarterback because that's, you know, you don't want to waste your first string quarterback on the hold. But in this case, they are doing it with Austin because of his athletic ability.
So a third and four after the timeout. They actually came out and measured that during the timeout. Nothing has changed, though. So 2:27 to go here in this second quarter. DH leading BG 21-14. Man in motion, hotailing left to right, and they're going to try to push it forward here with Carr. And let's see. Ball looks like it might have been on the ground for a second. Of course, both sides pointing that they have it. And the clock is continuing to move here with 2:14. Now it stops. And it's going to be a first down for the Bobcats as Carr was able to push his way through the pile and pick up the yardage.
First and goal at about the 8, I would say, somewhere in that area.
And now the clock will start. So this is going to be a first and goal here for the Bobcats. They try a little trickery again, one of those double handoffs. They try to go right side, nowhere to go as we hit the 2-minute mark.
Those slow-developing plays are kind of tough to run against this defense from the Hancock Deposit team because they're very, very good on defense.
So 1:50 to go as that clock continues to move. Second and goal now. It's technically a second and five. And yeah, with the speed and the size that they have up front, it is hard to do that. So here's the snap. Carr is going to roll out to his left. Carr, he's going to get to the edge. He's going to pull it down. Tries to get around the corner. He dives forward. He's going to pick up some positive yardage here, but it's still going to be about a third and three,
and they're saying he didn't get out of bounds, so they're winding the clock here.
Boy, clock down to 1:20 to go now, before the halftime break. Going to be a third and goal here for the Bobcats as they trail 21-14, and as we said, this could be a huge momentum thing here for BG.
And Bainbridge does run the play in from the sideline, so we'll see what happens here.
We hit the 1-minute mark to go in the second quarter. Third and five, Carr in the shotgun. They're lined up on the left side of the field. Carr, quarterback keeper, runs into the end zone. Touchdown here for the Bobcats. His third of the night for Austin Carr.
Austin Carr with a very, very nice run. He looked like he was going to take it to the outside, but right at the about the guard tackle area, he bolted right up the center. So nice run.
So BG now trails 21-20 with 54 seconds to go before the half. They have dug themselves out of a 21-6 hole, and they're going to try to tie it up on a field goal extra point here by Pete Weemitt. Let's see. The hold is good. The snap is, oh, it's blocked right at the line. And so that one was a line drive, and they get their mitts on it at the line of scrimmage. So 54 seconds to go, second quarter. It's 21-20. The Eagles leading the Bobcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. A touchdown is third of the night for Austin Carr. Gets BG right back into this ball game. The extra point no good, so they trail 21-20 with 54 seconds to go here before the halftime break. And so BG is going to kick off here from left to right. And Deposit Hancock is back to receive, standing on their own 10-yard line. And here is the kick. It's a low-line drive, goes right out of bounds, and so that's going to be a penalty there against the Bobcats. Boy, it was very close. Hit right on the white chalk there, Tim.
Yeah, it did. And the defender, the receiver of the kickoff did a very nice job because he looked like he was going to catch it, but he realized that it was coming pretty hard and high, so he let it go out of bounds, and now they're going to gain 15 yards for their start of their next possession.
So 53 seconds to go for the halftime break. Want to welcome in all our listeners tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, of course, brought to you by SFCU. Special listener tonight in Otigo, want to give a shout-out there. Always glad to have special listeners here tonight on CDO. It's great to have all the local communities, you know, listening in, trying to find out all the local scores. We'll keep you updated on that Green Owego game as well as the Unitigo and UV game as well.
Just wondering, we haven't seen them put the ball up in the air, but with this amount of time left, do you think we might see some of that?
And so, yeah, I mean, with 53 seconds left, and we know Shaver has an arm. We did see him throw on the two-point conversion,
all right, yep.
And it was a rocket over to the far side of the end zone. So we know Shaver can throw. And now they're just getting things set here on the clock, making sure the time is exactly correct. It's going to go up to 55 seconds. So that is some time to work with here, but again, it's going to be a clock management game here for the Eagles. They lead 21-20 here with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter.
They're still in the eye and they have a double tight, so it looks like they're going to, they have a whiteout. So.
Man in motion, that's Lenio from left to right. They're going to pitch it over to Jackson. Jackson gets to the edge here for the Eagles and into the secondary and pushed out of bounds at about the 48-yard line going right to left. And are they going to say that he got out of bounds, or is the clock going to continue to run?
Well, we're going to see in just a second. As soon as they mark that ball down and the chains are set, we're going to see if the ref winds the clock, or he's winding the clock.
So he's going to wind it. So 46 seconds to go. Clock is going to start to run. 21-20 is the score here. And DH is still back in the huddle. The clock did not start there.
Wow.
So they must say that Jackson got out of bounds, and he's had a heck of a first half here.
Yeah, he has.
He's had some very long runs, of course. He's had two touchdowns, a great run that was about 75 yards that set up a first and goal. And so he's had a great first quarter here and a great first half. So 46 seconds to go. So Deposit Hancock now is at midfield, trying to get some more points here before the end of the second quarter. Shaver's going to roll out, trying to throw, rips one off, but no one in the area of his throw as he had some pressure coming his way from the BG defense.
Yeah,
nice job there by the Bobcats breaking through with Adam Ives.
Adam Ives right in his face as he let that ball go, but he did not take him to the ground, so it was a clean play, and respect from the quarterback by slapping number 55 on his head.
Yeah, we've seen a good display of sportsmanship here on both sides here tonight. So 39 seconds to go before the halftime break. 21-20 the score. Deposit Hancock on the road leading BG. Heck of a first half with some huge plays here on both sides. Lenio is in motion here for the Eagles. Shaver under center at midfield. He pitches to Miller. Little sweep to the right side. Miller to the out of bounds and to about the 45. Good pickup there. So it'll be third and five here with Carr on the tackle for BG.
It looks like he got out of bounds because they stopped the clock. So it'll be third down and a long six.
So 31 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Stay tuned for that. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll have the out-of-town scores. We'll get you updated on all the touchdowns here that we had. It was a crazy start to this game with Deposit Hancock scoring and then BG coming right back with a huge 75-yard TD run
two
from
plays.
Austin Carr.
Two plays.
Just unbelievable end-to-end action here. I think the news crews were here, so I think they got it. You should see a lot on the evening news here tonight.
Especially watch the move that Austin Carr makes about midfield.
Shaver drops back, looks to his left, flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds here, and we're going to have a flag on the play with 23 seconds left. Are they going to get a horse collar tackle here, Ted?
I'm not quite sure what they got. That's the only thing I can say that they would have right now because of... Yep, that's what they got.
Boy, it looked like a lot more jersey than getting into the shoulder pads, though.
Well, from what I understand, it doesn't actually have to be in the neck. It can be anywhere on the jersey above the numbers because it does have the same effect by pulling the front of the shirt back into the neck. So
that's going to give Deposit Hancock some big yardage here and march them right into BG territory, still with 23 seconds left. Before the half, they lead 21-20 here.
He immediately threw that, too. So, I mean, it wasn't like he was, I don't know, was it? Was it? Was it not? No, he threw the flag right away, and Nate had it. He saw it, made the call.
Looks like we're going to have the BG marching band at halftime as well as they're warming up here. Well, that's going to be a nice treat during our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. So 23 seconds to go before the half, and this drive is still alive for DH. As Shaver is going to toss one up towards the end zone. This one is tipped and brought down. Touchdown here for the Eagles with 14 seconds left. Bringing it down on the far side there. The pass from Shaver over to the far side for Cole Russell. And a big touchdown here for the Eagles.
35-yard touchdown pass, but I bet you he threw it 55 yards because as far as his drop was back into the backfield. But real nice pass and just over the outstretched hands of the BG defenders right into number 80's waiting arms.
Boy, Cole Russell was in the back corner of the end zone right by the pylon, and it was right there to drop into his arms. And so the extra point attempt for the Eagles is no good, wide to the right. But the score, Deposit Hancock 27, BG 20, with 14 seconds to go before the half. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. You know, Deposit Hancock had under a minute to go when they started that drive. A couple of penalties helped, but they got the job done and they put up another 6 points, Tim.
Yeah, and we questioned the ability to throw the ball. Well, Shaver could do it.
Yes.
We just saw it right there.
So Deposit Hancock leading 27-20 over Bainbridge Guilford here on the road with 14 seconds to go. Before the halftime break, and BG's going to get one more crack at it, going left to right. Little squib kick here from the Eagles is fielded by Ben Bavar. He's just going to have to fall on it, though. Lost it for a second on the slippery turf. BG going left to right will start on their own 30 with 14 seconds left.
Okay, I'm guessing that they're probably just going to take it into halftime the way it is. Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens.
We've seen crazier things so far.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what the Bobcats do. Probably the last play, though, of this second quarter.
Because if I'm not mistaken, I think they get the ball.
Yes.
In the second half. So, you know, it really, you don't want to put it up and throw an interception and have it go back for a pick six. So.
Which we've seen once already tonight as Shaver is making a real impression for that all-purpose award. And Carr's going to take a knee. So that's going to be it for the first half with the score 27-20. Deposit Hancock on top of Bainbridge Guilford. Heck of a first half. Highlight reel plays on both sides, and we'll talk about it at halftime coming up. Again, it's DH leading BG 27-20 here at the half. We'll be right back on CDO.